Hello, Audioboo. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're well, guys. I've mentioned in my previous recent boos that I've gotten back into photography recently and how very enjoyable that's been. But a lot of you who know me from old will be aware that my sort of main passion, if you like, is hill walking. I just love being up in the hills, in the mountains. It doesn't really matter where. Ideally, on top of one of the higher peaks in the Lake District is my sort of my mecca. But, you know, I enjoy getting out around the Peak District and stuff like that. But I'm finding lately, or I was finding that more and more it was getting difficult to actually get out in the hills. I could probably go out on my own if I want to, and I don't mind solo walking, but it's much better with a group of friends. But trying to get some fellow walkers together that, you know, fitting around family and work and other commitments and stuff, and actually getting the time to hook up on a certain day to get out in the hills. And then there's distance apart. A lot of my friends live away from where I am. And it was quite difficult logistically as well. So, excuse me, just sipping on my espresso. It was getting to the point where I was getting out probably 2 or 3 times a year, really. It was really like a dying hobby for me, and it was so frustrating because I love nothing more than a pair of boots on my feet, a pack on my back, and away off in the mountains for the day. And I've met up with some groups of people over the recent years, and which have managed to get me out a bit more frequently and stuff, but still nothing fantastic. So bizarrely, photography, getting back into photography, has suddenly turned everything on its head, and I'm now getting out in the hills more often than I've ever done in my life, probably. All off the back of me being a bit of a tart, really, and sort of throwing myself out there at the mercy of the internet and begging for somebody to come and take me out. Essentially, I was looking, I didn't know anybody local to me who was doing photography, and I preferred to go out and take photographs with other people, partly because it's a good social thing to do and you can sort of, you know, talk about kit and whatever. But also because I'm still very much a beginner, and I can learn from like watching YouTube vids and reading tutorials and manuals and stuff, but I learn much better with somebody stood next to me. And if I can say, I want to take a picture of this scene, can you help me with my settings, or, you know, it's not quite coming out right, what am I doing wrong? And just have somebody there to kind of hold my hand and maybe suggest trying something different is sort of works better for me. I learn much quicker that way. And I'd followed a few Flickr groups and stuff, and there didn't seem to be any sort of meetups and whatever going. So I literally threw myself at the mercy of the internet and stripped naked and lay on the bed and shouted, take me, please. And essentially went on one of the local Flickr groups and said, look, I really need a shooting buddy. I really just want somebody who I can go out and take pictures with. You know, I'm not the easiest of people to get along with, but, you know, I promise to keep me gob shut and just follow you around like a little lost lamb if you want, but I just really need somebody to go and shoot with. And it turns out there's a guy who's on that group who happens to live in my village, and we've kind of got together for a couple of photo shoots and stuff, and it's all been really good. And it turns out that he's also into hill walking up in the Peak District, which is a Brucey bonus. But what's got even better is that he's taken it upon himself to try and develop some social groups to go out taking pictures and hill walking, and he's found this website called meetup.com. And it is literally that. It's a website where you can go and meet up with people. It's great. You can search by your local area or the type of thing you're interested in or whatever. And if you want to get involved with a like-minded group of people, it's very easy to do. And so anyway, he's started this group off. Recently we've been meeting up at least once a month. And most of the time when we meet up, we're getting up in the hills, up in the Peak District around Derbyshire and Staffordshire and things like that. We were actually last weekend before, we went up and did Crome Hill in the Staffordshire Peak District there. I've never done Crome Hill before. In fact, I'd heard about it, but I'd never actually even seen any pictures of it. But wow, that's an awesome place. It's like a mini, well, it is technically a mountain because it qualifies as a mountain in height, but it's like a mini mountain. It's an awesome little ridge climb up to the summit. Oh, I loved it. If you're up in the Peak District area, definitely check out Crome Hill. It's well worth a look. But yeah, I'm digressing slightly. So these meetup groups now, we've got like a sort of probably hardcore nucleus of guys. There's probably 5 or 6 of us that kind of come up regular. And then because of the way meetup works, it's all open. So we're also getting new people coming in and just might turn up just for one meeting and then never see them again. Or some of them will come and maybe we've got some people who are hill walkers, but they're not really photographers, but it's something they fancy trying. So they'll come along and they'll put the boots on and stuff, and they'll come along with a little compact and they'll start asking about things they can do with the camera and stuff. And that's great, because all of us photographers then get to geek out and talk about technical stuff and usually blow these people's minds, which is probably not the best thing to do. But yeah, we certainly hope that we've helped some people. And then we've got others who are photographers who've never been hill walking. So for them, it's a great experience, because they're getting the boots on and getting to the top of a big hill or a mountain for the first time. But essentially, it's really good that two of my sort of hobbies, which have pretty much lapsed, photography had definitely lapsed, and hill walking had all but gone because of the frequency that I was able to do it, have suddenly had a resurgence. And it's all because I was persuaded to get my camera out the bag by my brother about 2 years ago and start taking pictures again. And then, despite my normal sort of antisocialness, is that a word? I don't really do socialise anymore. I don't go to pubs, I don't go out, I don't like all that stuff anymore. I try and avoid parties at all costs. It's just me, I'm just getting old and cantankerous. I think I partied myself out when I was young and stupid. So despite that, me being that kind of person, I decided just on this one occasion just to throw myself out there and please, will anybody please take pity on a lost soul and take me out photographing with them. And because this one guy responded, from that one little brief moment on Flickr, my life has just expanded vastly. I've met up with a new circle of friends. I'm meeting new people every couple of weeks on these meetups. I'm getting out in the hills more, which is fantastic. My boots aren't just sitting in storage, and I'm actually getting out and enjoying the countryside again, which is something that I've missed. And I've never been out as often as I am at the minute. And then on top of that, I'm getting to take pictures as well and talk about photography gear and geeking stuff. And it's just fantastic. It's fantastic. So I guess what I'm trying to say is two things. Firstly, check out meetup.com. It's definitely good. If you've got a hobby or an interest that you're kind of sitting there and it's not really fulfilling its potential with what you want to do with it, check out Meetup. Chances are you'll find somebody local to you that's on the same kind of vein, and you can go and get involved with people so easily. It's really good. If you're around North Notts, Derbyshire, South Yorkshire area, I think Dave's group on Meetup is called Photography Days Out. If you want to sort of have a look and see if there's anything there that suits, I think we've got quite a few planned for the next couple of months up in the Peak District, and sort of day trips out around Lincoln and stuff like that as well. City shoots would sound quite good fun as well. But yeah, so just certainly check out meetup.com. But I suppose the biggest thing that I want to say, there's been quite a bit of discussion about online anonymity and stuff. On this occasion, being unanonymous and just literally throwing myself out there has just changed my life completely for the better. And I just had to be brave, grab them and shout, and it's worked. It's paid dividends, and it's something that I normally wouldn't do, but on this occasion I did, and I'm so glad that I did. That's me. Catch you all later, guys. Thanks for listening. Ta-ra. Bye-bye.